I will now pass you to Tim to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
Our final set of stories from this week's evening news includes bad news and good news. The dramatic events in the wider world are already impacting Norfolk. Petrol prices are likely to go up, and children's surgeries are being cancelled because hospital staff are stranded in the Middle East. On the plus side, a Norwich resident is honouring Sir Ernest Shackleton in music. A Norwich biotech company has secured £8.1 million to expand its research work. And a visually impaired Norwich skier is making his debut at the Paralympic Games in Italy. Jane will start with the bad news for her car's petrol tank.
Stephen Acquarone, North Norfolk MP, has raised concerns that drivers in the area will be hit with raised petrol prices resulting from the war in the Middle East. Mr. Acquarone, who has campaigned for better transport links in the country, in the county, fears that it will be widely felt across the constituency due to the large number of people who are forced to use cars as their primary mode of transport. He said, "I am deeply concerned that spiralling petrol costs will land on the shoulders of already strained local commuters, families and businesses in my community. Cars are still a primary mode of transport here in North Norfolk, where we don't yet have a reliable transport network that gets us to where we need to be."
Hospital staff stranded in the Middle East have been forced to cancel life-changing surgeries on children with severe spine conditions. Medical staff from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been unable to perform essential operations on 11 children from families who live in poverty. Girish Swamy, a spinal consultant for the NNUH, started travelling to Kolkata in India on February the 27th with five other team members to operate on young people with serious deformities. One child travelled more than 1,000 miles to Kolkata, and several others have been waiting years to receive their surgeries. But the operations couldn't go ahead as the group got held up in Dubai and still don't know when they'll return home. Mr. Swamy said, "Every year I book annual leave to go to Kolkata to operate on children who have been referred to Operation Straight Spine charity from surgeons across the world. The children come from very poor families. Some have been waiting years for their surgeries, and they've been let down."
A descendant of one of Britain's most famous explorers is remembering his voyages in a unique way. Georgia Shackleton, who lives in Norwich, has recorded songs in memory of her distant cousin, Sir Ernest Shackleton. The explorer became a household name for leading expeditions across the Antarctic in the early 20th century. In her new album, Miss Shackleton uses a violin made from the floorboards from Sir Ernest Shackleton's Edinburgh home. Steve Burnett, a conservationist, made the Volette violin in 2022. Miss Shackleton decided to contact him about it. She said, "He let me borrow it. While I had the violin, Ian Morrison, a descendant of one of Shackleton's crewmates, got in contact with me. On the boat, lots of music was written. Ian Morrison handed me some songs that were played on board. Miss Shackleton is also in a band called the Shackleton Trio. We have just finished the launch tour, and the album was released on February 27th, she said.
A biotech company using gene editing to protect farmers' crops from disease has secured £8.1 million in funding to grow its team and develop new products. Resurrect Bio, which operates from Norwich Research Park, uses artificial intelligence, AI, to identify and resurrect disease-resistance genes in plants that have been suppressed by pathogens, which are disease-causing microorganisms. The process involves making small changes to a plant's genes, restoring the crop's ability to defend itself against bacteria, viruses, and fungi. It aims to help farmers protect yields against diseases that pose a threat to global food security. Ros Bird, CEO of Anglia Innovation Partnership, the campus management company for Norwich Research Park, said this is great news for Resurrect Bio and a really good indicator that Norwich Research Park is being recognised as a hotbed for innovation that is attracting serious investors.
The mum of a Norwich skier set to make his debut at the Paralympic Winter Games has shared her pride of her son's achievement. Becky Cousins says 19-year-old Sam from Heatherset has worked so hard to be one of the 25 Brits chosen to represent their country in Milano Cortina. Mr. Cousins, who has been skiing since he was a toddler, will be competing in slalom and a giant slalom, a race where skiers must navigate a series of gates with his guide, Adam Hall. His mum said, "The pride I feel is enormous. He has worked so hard for this moment. It's not about the medals, it's about the journey. To be part of the very few chosen to compete with the best in the world has always been his ambition." The teenager, who is visually impaired, was diagnosed with nystagmus when he was just 4 months old. The condition causes involuntary, rapid and repetitive movement in his eyes and means he has no depth perception. He has continued to train at Norfolk Snow Sports on the slope in Trouse to compete with the best in the sport until March the 6th and the 15th.